Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott Milne says he won't ask for a recount in his race against Democratic incumbent Governor Peter Shumlin. But as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, this doesn't mean that Milne's quest to be governor in 2015 is over.
About an hour after the state canvassing committee certified Peter Shumlin's roughly 2,400-vote victory over Scott Milne, Milne said he would not seek a recount. Since the margin of victory was under 2%, Milne was legally entitled to a recount, but he says it would have cost the state as much as $60,000, and he doubted that the outcome would have changed.
We would have had to arguably get down in, double digits, less than 100 votes, I think, before it would have probably made sense to go forward with a recount. It would be going to the legislature anyway.
Because no candidate received 50% of the vote, lawmakers will elect the next governor by a secret ballot on January 7th. Milne says he won't campaign actively among members of the legislature, but he's also not conceding this race. Instead, it's likely that he'll ask lawmakers to keep an open mind until January. That way, they can turn to Milne in the event that there's a crisis of gubernatorial leadership over the next 7 weeks.
I just came from a lunch at one of the busier restaurants in Vermont. I had 15 people walk up to me and tell me I better stay in or they're going to be disappointed. It's a balancing act. I want to make sure those people are not disenfranchised and that I'm representing their voice as we figure out what the best way to move forward is.
Milne says he'll outline his future plans at a press conference next week. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.